testing 1 2 1 2 in my life. Since it's the film.
Cut.
Terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk, where all your problems will be gone.
Active FM, Let's Talk. Yeah, Luando here. And bad news, Musa is not here. But you know, he always comes back. I feel like he's just a prodigal son. Don't tell him that. Yeah, but he's coming back. He's just working on something. You know, sometimes life gets hectic. That's how life it is. But here we are, and we're going to be continuing with what we have been looking at, the history. You know, starting, I feel like that was just half of humanity's time. Hope it makes sense. So, you normally have your BC and DC, you know. So, from the first DC, one DC. So, that's what we have been looking at. That's the history from that specific time. So, we're going to be continuing with that. One of my favorite things I love is that we get to know what was invented at that time, you know. And they will invent one thing either in China or in Rome or in India, because it seems like those were the most countries or nations that used to invent at that time. I believe that Persia, which is Iran today, they also used to invent stuff. At the moment, I'm not hearing a lot about what we know as Russia, you know, and I want to also learn about the Mongolia people. It's amazing because most of, like, people who look like the people from China, they were all classified as the Mongoloid long time before we had all these terms like white and black and all that. You know, you also had, like, your Negroid. I'm just not good in pronouncing these words. But something that was, you know, it's very interesting to know where we come from. Because I feel like where we are today, either in terms of our economy, in terms of our social life, in terms of our politics, it's all, you know, being set up in the past. And if you're not understanding what's happening in history, then you really don't have the foundation of what's happening today, because it seems like everything is just built up on what was done at that time, you know, and how even, you know, people started just advancing, better ways of living, inventing stuff, even though in our days it's much more scary, because it seems like we invent stuff to destroy ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So we need to be very, very careful. So we're speaking about many ways. How many ways are to God? Remember, this show focuses on the Word of God. You know, how many ways? I've had so many thousand ways to God. You know, people, they just have their own way to God, you know, based on their own understanding, you know. And I wonder, really, who determines who is the one that then has the right way to God? That's the question that we have. You know, probably you should be asking yourself, I'm asking myself, am I on the right way? Am I on the right way? I mean, if you're not on the way of the one that created you, does that mean that also affects your purpose, what you're doing today? Does that mean there's a bigger picture of life that you actually missing in life? You can't even perceive. You know, sometimes you can, you know, come to a place where you can grasp that picture. You can understand what you were created for, but even not live that life, you know. But it's even worse now when you don't even have the picture. And there are many things, I won't lie to you, there are many things that can make us not have this picture, that can make us not have, you know, the right understanding of why we here. This is very, very important, because what has happened is that we have been through so much pain. Guys, it has. In this world, it has. I won't lie to you, it hurts. You know, you hear that your family member is in hospital, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? Either your mom and dad, they divorce, it hurts. You know, either you have been in a relationship or you have been someone that has been divorced. You know what I'm saying? Young girl, sometimes you just hear those things, a young girl being raped, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? People going to jail for something that they didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Even that hurts. You know what I'm saying? So there are just so many things. There are so many things. And not having enough school fees to go to school. You know what I'm saying? That's just one of them. That's just one of them. So there are many things that, you know, that are happening. People can just appear out of nowhere. They hijack you. They do anything to you. Some dude who's crazy, there you're walking on the street, they just start insulting you. You know, people can make fun of you. Maybe you have never, you know, found yourself with internal freedom because someone bullied you when you were still young at school. So this life hurts. And it seems like everything about it hurts. You don't have a job. The fact that you competing with someone because they have more than you do, even that hurts. You know, you hustling and you're doing all these things, and what you getting in return is not exactly what you expected. It hurts. You know what I'm saying? And now, out of all these million things, attributes to our pain, now what we have done, we have come up with some coping mechanisms. And that has become the way now how we live our lives. Yeah, I want to know. And I feel like most of the times you hear different stories, but it's like the same story, but it's just how people will tell you. Let me try to explain this. So you will sit down with different people that are successful in the businesses, because sometimes we listen to these people, you know, them being interviewed or giving their own testimony. And what will happen is that they will all tell you the story. It's like the same story, making one point that I became successful. The only thing that's different is how I did it, how things were bad, but I remain focused in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's always about that person focused, but how they focus now, the focus differs. You know what I'm saying? But it's like that was their own coping mechanism. Hope it makes sense, you know? And it's like, oh, testimony is just my coping mechanism. You know what I'm saying? How you were able to go through that pain. How you were able to do what to forgive. How you were able to do what to carry on, even when there was not enough money for you to study. You know, how you were able to carry on with your life. And probably now you have a proper family with someone that loves you since the last time you divorced. You know what I'm saying? Or your girlfriend dumped you, you got this other one, and now today you are married. Stuff like that. So there are many coping mechanisms. And when you start to break them down and you analyze them, you know what you get? You get beliefs, what we call faith. You know, somehow you made a decision because something you clicked, something just helped you to, you clicked, something happened and then you clicked, you know, and you believe, you gain confidence, you know, you stood. But the question is, out of these things, which one is the way? The question is, which one is the right way to God? Or is that even a way to God? You know what I'm saying? And I can say it's the same thing what they used to do long time. Different nations, different people, but most of them believed in God. And that's why in our days, it's like, yeah, we have one God. It doesn't matter if you believe in this prophet or you believe in this ritual or process. You know what I'm saying? What matters is that we have one God. Interesting. That's so interesting. And it's like these people can really articulate, you know what I'm saying? And with that, they can solve problems. But if I am a parent, I am a parent and I have so many kids. You know, there can be one me. So you find that there's only one gate to my house. Even though there are many kids. You know? And you also find that there's only just one road that connects to the main road that comes to my house. Now, it does make sense to say, it's possible that maybe there's actually one way to God. You know what I'm saying? Even though we believe in the fact that there's one God, shouldn't then be one way to God? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like long time they had different processes, rituals, and they believe that these ways were ways that connected them to God. You know what I'm saying? And today, what I love now, because I'm connecting these two things. I spoke about ways, coping mechanism that, you know, we have created in order to be able to move forward, to live, to survive. You know what I'm saying? And now what happened is that some of us, we don't even bother ourselves. Interesting. Some of us, we don't even bother ourselves now to even think about God, to think about the right way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because it doesn't matter, because I can live this life without God. Why? Because you have found a coping mechanism. So you don't need God because you have a way of living. Do you understand what I'm saying? But long time, most people held beliefs and they had their own ways that they believe were right ways to get to God. Do you understand? But the question is, which one? Your way, coping mechanism, you don't need God, it's a way of living, and God will understand, or because of our coping mechanism, we get to a point like, yeah, you know, I really don't believe in God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Most of the times that you say that because you believe that you don't need him. Some people have been in so much pain that they were like, you know, this God, really, if he is God, do you understand what I'm saying? Why should I believe in him if he allows such things to happen? Or because of cancer, your parent, you know, passed away and they used to believe in Jesus, and that just annoyed you, that just irritated you, and you wanted nothing to do with God. You didn't want to hear from God or about God anymore. And you created now your own coping mechanism. And that's the way. It's a way of life. The other group of people, long time, they had their own ways, and some of these ways we still practice them in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So which one? Now I'll give you a point. And this is the point. The point is, some of us, we can look at you, or some of you can look at me, and like, this guy actually went through so much, but he moved forward. And you thinking that I've moved forward, now you think that I've conquered the problem that I had or the situation that I was in, but you forget that I can still move on with my problem. Some people that have moved on in terms of life doesn't mean that they moved on because they conquered their problem. It just means that they have moved on with their problems. And it doesn't matter. When something hurts you, even if you try to adopt that thing to be part of your life, it's just going to continue hurting you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to continue hurting you. Most of us, we are hurting. Even though we have our coping mechanisms, even though we have our own ways we're hurting, and right here, now I'm gonna speak about something which, I mean, this verse is very famous, and Jesus answered, and it's one of my important verses in the Bible. It's one of my favorites. Probably third one, first, or it's just so, this verse is so, so important. Whenever I read this thing, almost every year, I'm just learning so much. And she says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know? And so one of the guys, listen to what Jesus Christ says. He says, if you really know me, you know my Father as well. I love this. And Philip verse 8 actually asked Jesus and said, you know, Lord, show us the Father and that we will, you know, will be enough. So that will be enough for us. So show us the Father and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Interesting. Anyone, I want to tell you that as much as there's only one way to God, which is Jesus, but there's also one way for God to us, and that's Jesus. We always look at it, you know, from our side, you know, our way to God, but it's one God, and He has one house. So it makes sense that if God is in heaven, because most of us believe that God is in heaven, Greeks believe that, you know, their gods were stars, but African people, you know, the Bantu people, they believe that God created the stars. So when you look at those things, but my point is that we, and that's what we even still believe today in the Bible, that God created the stars, and we believe that God is in heaven. That's His home. That's where He stays. That's His house. And it's obvious that to get to heaven, you can't tell me that there are many ways. You know what I mean? There are no many ways. There's one way. And now you need to understand that God looked and saw people that wanted Him, that were passionate about Him. You know, they tried to invent ways. Come on. They tried to invent ways to get to Him. But now, if people, they don't know. This is interesting. Think about it. If people don't know the way to a place, then who knows the way to a place? If children, let me give an example, they don't know, or people, they don't know a way to a king's place, you know, to a president's place, then who knows the way? Or my friend just decides, I'm going to take a taxify. This is my friend. We work together, you know. We have been out there and eating whatever it is in one of the restaurants. So now I want to visit my friend, and the other friend also wants to do the same thing. But the problem is that they don't know the way. Come on. So they decide, okay, I'm going to make up my own way. This is interesting. I'm going to make up my own way to get to my friend. But they don't know the way. So they make up their own way. And guess what happens? They end up in KZN. And that's the thing. Most of us, we have made our own way. That's why we are lost. And we're going to carry on being lost. Either it's a coping mechanism. It doesn't mean it's the right way. You believe it's the right way of living, but you are lost. The only person that can give you the right way, interesting, the only person that can give you the right way is me as your friend, because I know where I stay. It's the same thing. The only person that can give you the right way to himself, where he stays, is God himself. And guess what? He gave us the way, which is Jesus, his son. You know what I'm saying? And what we get is that Jesus was not just a way for us to him, or the way for us to the Father, but the Father himself has a way to us, you know what I'm saying, which is Jesus. And I believe that if It doesn't take a second. You know, sometimes you get lost, but then you get directed, and then you go back to the right track, and then it's going to take you time. It just takes you time to get to wherever you want to, because you still need to drive. You know what I'm saying? But the moment you are in Jesus, I want to tell you, the moment you are in Jesus, it doesn't take a second. It doesn't take hours. The moment you are in Jesus, your life changes. You meet the Father. You get to the Father. It's that fast. Your life changes immediately the moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Many ways, you can live in many ways, but you're just going to go further and further and further away from God. You know, and that's the thing, that some of us in our own, you know, way of religion, we believe that we are in the right way. But, you know, your way takes you so far that you get to a place where you can kill people. You know what I'm saying? But that should be a sign that you lost. You're in the wrong way. Do you understand what I'm saying? When our religion allows us to actually even beat our wives, you know, marry young girls, it's very bad. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that is that makes you murder people, you know, get to a point where we actually even do abortion. You know what I'm saying? That is a problem. That is a problem. Become abusive as men. That is a problem. It's just something that shows us that we are on the wrong way, but we actually have just continued so much on the wrong way. That's why we do these things. And if we don't repent, if we don't change, we go back to track in Jesus, the way that the Father has given us, that He has provided, which is God, we will just carry on doing wrong things. Will carry on just doing wrong things over and over. So right now at this moment, I believe you are blessed, because I'm blessed. As we normally say, you know, let's talk show. We talk about things that matter, things that inspire people. You know, we in a way, because even the message that we give, it counsels people. So I believe that you are blessed. You got something, you know, that can help you to do that right thing. But for me, the biggest thing is that you accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Come back to the Father right now at this moment. Don't waste time. Be on the right way, because your life will change. Your life will change. Don't live in a coping mechanism. You know what I'm saying? Because you invented that while you didn't invent yourself. Come on. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you can pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, that you are here is the way that leads me to the Father. So I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are the Son of God. You were raised from the dead and taken to heaven. And right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope you are blessed. Stay blessed, and may God bless your soul, your family in this time of the pandemic. May God be with you. May God be with you. Go before you as He follows you, as He surrounds you like the walls of Jerusalem. You know, they protected anyone who wanted to invade. It was a struggle for people to penetrate. And that's the thing, that God surrounds you. Jesus surrounds you, protecting you from all the harm that is in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM. Facebook at ActiveFM/777. As well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop. Don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.